Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show on every 6:30 to 8 evening, Monday through Friday, 11 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. And I want to tell you that a little bit of an intro about myself and how I view this show. First of all, this is a politically incorrect show. It's not politically correct. We don't believe in media lies, media falsehoods, media misdeeds, whatever. We look for the truth and the facts, and that's all. And so we're not interested in political rhetoric, right and left. We're interested in honest discernment and truth and facts, as much as we can gain them by the use of our critical faculties. And second, I am a Christian, and therefore I adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation, and also I adhere to the ancient creeds of the Church, Apostles, Nicene, and Athanasian Creed. And if I read any books, I read C.S. Lewis and John Milton and John Bunyan and G.K. Chesterton and T.S. Eliot, all great Christian writers. Second of all, I am a writer. I have written 10 books. Three of them are Christian, and 3 proposed books are Christian. I have 4 proposed books I'm working on. 3 are Christian. And the Christian books I've written on are the Essays on the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, and a book on the Parables. The book on Essays in the Christian Worldview has sold as a bestseller nationally and internationally. And also the book on the Parables, I've interpreted the 41 parables of Jesus in that book. And those they have been posted on my social media and website for those who want those interpretations. I'm presently posting the sayings of Christ as interpretations on my website and on social media for those who are interested in my interpretation of those sayings of Jesus and the Gospels. I cannot more exhaust these resources than I propose to do. I run 2 radio shows, Christian radio shows, podcast show, and Blog Talk radio show, this one. And I have a Christian orientation, as do the books. These radio shows have a very broad visits from people from many Muslim countries and atheist and agnostic China, including Saudi Arabia, United Kingdom, Denmark, Bangladesh, India, etc. And I'm pleased to say that many of my dear Muslim brothers and sisters visit these sites, these radio shows. And I also I have written 2 very lengthy journal articles that have been brought by the U.S. Supreme Court and the State Department, and I'm planning another one. I've just been hired to do another lengthy, significant article on our educational system, and I'm slated to speak before representatives of 89 countries on legal issues in our society. And so I am definitely actively functioning in this society as best I can. Now, in this show, I do talk about various things. I talk about literature at times, English literature, the great English writers such as Rudyard Kipling or Jane Austen or Joseph Conrad or whatever. And I treasure these writers and love them. They are my idols of my mind and thoughts. But I cannot read enough of them from day to day and from hour to hour. I also have a theological emphasis on the show, which many passages in the Bible and theological dogmatic positions are examined and written upon. I also take political positions on this on the show, as well as positions on Holy Scripture, interpretations of Holy Scripture, and I do hope that these are of some help to people as I speak on them. And my blogs, I've written over 500 blogs, maybe 550. They have a Christian orientation, and many, many people upload them from many countries all over the world. They upload them from my website and from academia.edu. Tonight I'm going to speak about a passage in the Bible found in the in Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10, the story of Zacchaeus. It's a very interesting story, and I think it's of value. And in this particular passage, Jesus is extending his message and gospel to all nations. He is making, as he sought to make, a new universal religion beyond the narrow confines of the Jewish community. And he makes this point clear and goes to the house of an outcast and perhaps feasts with him. But let's take a look more exactly at this passage and try to understand it. The man's name is Zacchaeus, and I'm going to try to misinterpret and comprehend from my limited human perspective the words and thoughts of the eternal Son of God, who is the Savior and Redeemer of all humanity. And I do this with great humility, and I'm acutely aware of the great honor and privilege of coming to know and interpret the words of Christ. Now, the full passage is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. And it's as follows. He entered Jericho and was passing through, and there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector. Note, tax collector, agent of the Roman government, not a popular figure, not well-liked. And he's rich, and he wanted to see this sort of outcast, this sinner, I guess you could say, outcast from the Jewish community, a tax collector, thought Jesus was as he was passing through, but couldn't account of the crowd, and because of his small stature, he couldn't see him. So he runs on ahead and climbs into a sycamore tree to see him to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, or I must stay at your house. So he sees Zacchaeus, he sees this tax collector, this sinner, this ritual sinner, for outcasts of the Jewish community. And he tells him, come down, and I must stay at your house. So he makes a radical statement, Jesus, the most radical you can imagine. He wants to stay at the house of this outcast, this ritual law sinner, this outcast of the Jewish community. And when they saw it, they all murmured, he has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. There are concerns, there is criticism of Jesus' action, of feasting and being the guest of a man who is a sinner. And what do they mean? Not so much moral sinner as a sinner from the ritual law of the system of the Jewish community. And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, he said, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I defraud anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today, a salvation has come to this house, since he is a son of Abraham, and the Son of Man came to seek and seek that which is lost. So he's saying that Zacchaeus defends himself against the accusation of being the guest, a sinner, and he says, he puts his moral position in front of Christ, saying, half of my goods I give to the fraud at anyone, if anything, I restore it fourfold. And then Jesus says, radically, today, to this sinner, to this outcast from Judaism, of that society, he says, salvation has come to this house, since he is the son of Abraham, meaning he may have been a Samaritan, but he was the son of Abraham. He says, today salvation has come to this house. And he says, the Son of Man came in to seek and save what is lost. So this man would be regarded as a lost cause, as a Samaritan, as an outcast from the Jewish community, despite his defense, his moral defense, that he gives half his goods to the poor, and defrauds of anyone to be restores fourfold. And Jesus says, well, this is it. Today, son of Abraham. Probably he's a Samaritan. Jesus says he's also a son of Abraham. And the Son of Man came to seek and save what is lost. A very important point. Jesus says, I have come to seek and save the lost. Not the good ones, not the ones who are passing the test of the law, but the lost. What are we going to make of the meaning of these words of Jesus in this passage? First of all, it's clear that this man called Zacchaeus is a sinner, and he's an hated agent of the Roman government, a tax collector. We're told he's a sinner, and he's a hated agent of the Roman government, a tax collector. The Jews hated this person who forced money out of them. And yet we are told this sinner, this tax collector, has great anxiety, an overwhelming anxiety to see Jesus, which is so great that he climbs a tree to see him pass because he's short. Thus, at the outset, we have a non-Jew, a sinner, who this man, this sinner, this non-Jew, this tax collector, has a great anxiety to see Jesus, and in his sinful state, as a Samaritan probably, he recognized Jesus' divinity and the truth of his message and person, and then he recognized Jesus' divinity and the truth of his message. He climbs the tree, wants to see him, and then Jesus asks this non-Jew, this sinner, outside of the Jewish community, a hated tax collector, that Jesus come to his house and stay there. He wants to come to this outcast house, this non-person in that society, this sinner, this tax collector. He has to come to his house and stay there. And so Zacchaeus came down and received Jesus with great joy. And then we're told the Pharisees and some elements of the crowd whispered and said, Jesus is the guest of a sinner, a Samaritan or Arab. We do not know or not told this man's background other than he is a sinner, meaning a non-Jew, a ritual law sinner. He could be a Samaritan. He could be an Arab. But Jesus chooses to be a guest, a feast in the house of this sinner. So once again, we are told nothing of this man's background other than he is a sinner. He is a sinner, as we all are. And Jesus concludes that he has to save the lost. And he has come to save the lost. A very important point. He is extending his message way beyond the narrow Jewish community to all people who do works of love and charity. And Zacchaeus defends himself in saying he gives goods to the poor and restores fourfold any fraud. So it's a very significant passage because this sinner, this non-Jew, he recognizes Jesus' divinity and the truth of his message, and then Jesus asks this man, this non-person, this outcast, this non-Jew, outside the pale, a sinner and a tax collector, that he may come to his house and stay there. And he receives Jesus with great joy. And then the Pharisees and crowd whisper, and they say he's the guest of a sinner, perhaps a Samaritan or an Arab, we don't know. But Jesus concludes that he has come not to save the narrow Jewish community, but the lost, mainly the sinners of the world. The key to understanding this passage is that Jesus is extending, once again, his message and gospel to all nations. He is making and creating a new universal religion beyond the narrow confines of the Jewish community. He makes his point clear. And in going to the house of this outcast and feasting with him, he makes this point clear. In going to his house and sitting with him and feasting with him, he's extending his gospel to beyond the narrow confines of one group and creating a new universal religion. Jesus is subject to criticism for this action, and we're told that the man defends himself as a sinner of his charity he gives to others. He concludes that this man has gained salvation. And again, we must understand what the message and work and gift of salvation is for. We must understand here what salvation means and what the message means and the gift of salvation, that Jesus looks at the heart of the man, not his social status or his race or ethnicity. he looks at the heart of the person, which is why he tells this tax collector, come down, I go to your house, I feast with you. And this is another example of Jesus looking at the heart of the man, not at his social status or his race or ethnicity. Could be a fisherman or a tax collector, whoever it is, he looks at the person. This is another example of how Jesus has inaugurated a new faith beyond technical Jewish law and regulation. He has started a new dispensation of thinking, a new gospel. This is a tax collector who responds to God's call and the whispers against Jesus with that he was crossing the boundary between the clean and unclean. Perhaps the term sinner here was meant to refer to one in violation of the ritual law, although Zacchaeus justifies himself to Jesus by his obedience to the love and moral law of love and charity and the commandment to love God and love your neighbor. So the tax collector here, this Jesus has inaugurated this new faith, part of this man, and this tax collector who responds to God's call in Christ. And the concern of the surrounding crowd, the Pharisees, was Jesus was crossing the boundary between the clean and unclean. Perhaps this term sinner was meant to refer to one in violation of the ritual law, although Zacchaeus justifies himself to Jesus by his obedience to the moral law of love and charity and the commandment to love your God and love your neighbor. So he justifies himself by his obedience to the moral law of love and charity, giving his goods to the poor and defrauding no one and restoring fourfold. He cites his obedience to the moral law of loving God and loving your neighbor. And Zacchaeus seems to be saying that, well, I'm not no longer a sinner. I've changed my ways because of these good moral works, or never was a sinner. And so either he's no longer a sinner or never was a sinner because of his good life. So salvation has come to Zacchaeus, and Jesus' offer to come to his house to sit with him, and Zacchaeus' acceptance of Jesus has brought him salvation. Jesus comes to his house. Salvation has come to his house in Jesus' offer to come to his house and sit with him. And Zacchaeus' acceptance of Jesus has brought him salvation. Statement that he's come to save sinners. That's what the key to this passage here is, that Jesus has inaugurated a new religion, a new universal religion beyond rules, race, or even good or bad. And he comes to save and offers salvation to all. That's the key to this passage, that Jesus has started a new universal religion, not based on ritual law, not based on anything but the heart of the person and his moral action. Zacchaeus saw that Jesus was God, and Jesus gave him salvation, and went to his house, to this sinner, and dined with him, this outcast. Jesus here, the key to this passage is that Jesus has become started a new religion, not narrow, not limited, but including all who choose to live in love and charity as Zacchaeus did. I hope you enjoyed this little discussion of the story of Zacchaeus. You can find in Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. And I do hope you've enjoyed my discussing it. And I will be talking again tomorrow night about another topic. I hope you'll enjoy that. And I most enjoy the honor and privilege of interpreting Holy Scripture for you and for all who may listen and choose to believe and benefit. I suggest you go back to Holy Scripture, go back to the Bible, to Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10, the story of Zacchaeus, and take a look at it and give it some thought. Thank you very much.